The Chelan Complex fire in central Washington has now topped 100,000 acres. There are about 3,000 people evacuated there. This part of the state is famous for its apples, and with the harvest just about to start, now one of the world's largest apple marketing and packing co-ops is burned up. Correspondent Anna King is reporting from Chelan and has our story.
The Galas are just getting ripe enough to pick. Later will come the Goldens, Fujis, and Pink Ladies, but all these apples will stack up if a packing co-op called Chelan Fruit doesn't come up with a complicated fruit shuffle plan quick. About 300 growers' apples used to funnel into this large complex each fall, but last week it couldn't be saved. Soot-stained concrete walls list and have collapsed. Burnt-up forklifts and old school buses they used for their workers, ash and debris roll with the wind and drifts. Surveying the damage is Reggie Collins. He's the CEO of Chelan Fruit. He says the fire came over the hill with stiff winds and
a lot of embers flying all over. Next thing we know, we had evacuation notice, got rid of our people, several hundred of them that are working here, got rid of all them. So that was the most important thing. No life-threatening deals. We got everybody out. And it was unbelievable how fast it hit and how hot it was.
Several hundred thousand apple bins went up in flames quick, then the warehouses. Now they're trying to make lists of what's been lost. So far,
I don't know if it's 50 or 80 million, but somewhere in that ballpark. Again, we haven't had time to assess the whole thing yet, but we've lost equipment and storage rooms and packing facilities and bins and pallets and
Now Collins is focused on finding space to sort, box, and store this fruit. The company usually packs more than 300,000 bins of apples a year. Each bin holds 900 pounds. Hundreds of workers reported here. Some nearby parking sheds have called to offer help. It will take years, he says, to replace this plant. The losses for the Collins family didn't end with the packing sheds. Up a winding road above the Columbia River is where his sister Carmen's home stood just last week. The views on the rim of this bluff are breathtaking. Carmen Collins is in her 70s now. It was her retirement dream. The fire took it down to the concrete footings.
But we're just happy to be alive. Just happy to be alive. It came so quickly, and I had about 3 minutes to get out, and grabbed my purse, my keys, and left the door wide open. It was five months old. Brand new home.
So this is like your dream home that you...
This is my dream home that I've been planning for 21 years. I'm sorry. I've cried every tear. But I guess I haven't.
In the family's orchard, just a few steps from the house, still warm, baked apples hang from the trees. The tree's leaves dried on the branches like an early, eerie fall. The family organized a work party and raked through the ash to find anything of worth. Relief came through tears, plentiful margaritas and solo cups, and a bit of laughter. Carmen isn't sure if she'll rebuild on this beautiful ground again. Firefighters and her neighbors are repeating this same drama all around Chelan. In this spot, it could all happen again. I'm Anna King, outside of Chelan, Washington.